Now, last week on our Essex folklore feature, we heard about some very strange ways of curing stomach ills with gunpowder from a book by Samuel Wegg. And you've got some more of his remedies this week, Margaret.
Yes, indeed.
Let's hope this one isn't quite so destructive.
No, I think this one you'll find much more palatable, Scott. One of the things that Wegg wrote at great length about was fevers. One of the areas of Essex that was very prone to animals and human beings contracting fevers was the Essex marshes. And in fact, in the days of very limited medical science, it was well known that if you lived on the Essex marshes, your lifespan, which was already probably not that long, certainly if you were one of the lower classes, would be even shorter if you lived and worked on the Essex marshes. And there are tales of men who married women from outside the Essex marshes area, and the couple would be married perhaps weeks. And living on the Essex marshes, not having been born and brought up in that area, the wives would die because they simply couldn't cope with the damp and wet conditions of the marshland. So perhaps unsurprisingly, Wegg was at great pains to document a number of cures for fevers, particularly aimed, obviously, at people living and working on the Essex marshes. One of the ones that I think, bearing in mind what I've said before, that most of his cures were interchangeable between animals and human beings, I think this one might be a bit difficult if you were an animal. But if you suffered from fevers, rheumatism, lumbago, or any sort of joint ailments, he recommended a potato carried in your pocket as a sovereign remedy. Now, I would imagine this was a raw potato, so I wouldn't think it's probably a good idea to pop a roasted potato or a pile of mashed potato in your pocket. But he prescribed this as a sovereign remedy for curing any number of ailments. He also prescribed for chest and lung complaints and for whooping cough, particularly in children, hanging a mouse on a string around your neck. And indeed, if this didn't work, the next step was to actually swallow the mouse, which we're assured from Samuel Wegg's book would help to cure chest, lung and breathing complaints. Well, I can only say I think it would stop breathing completely in me if I would swallow a mouse. But this was a remedy not only in Essex. I've actually found this in other areas. It's particularly prevalent in the Cotswolds, the Gloucestershire area, where they seem to have had this belief in the use of a live or dead mouse as a sovereign remedy for all number of ailments, and in particular, chest, lung and breathing complaints.
Well, I'm really astonished about that. I was going to ask you whether the mouse was alive or dead.
Well, it could be either. It could really be either, yes.
Now, you said about the people dying on the marshes,
yes.
And that I can understand because even way back in the 1950s, there used to be still, I think, a prevalence for malaria caused by the mosquitoes.
Indeed.
There. So did he have a cure for that?
Any number of cures, and the most palatable one will definitely be the one that involves only the best French brandy mixed with a number of spices, including nutmeg, paprika and licorice.
Well, that sounds better than the mouse.
Well, it does. He recommends a wine glass full, but probably many people would perhaps be tempted to take it a little more often.
Probably so.
Certainly
more often than the mouse, that's
well,
for sure.
Well, yeah, preferable to the mouse, yeah. I would say, yes.
Good stuff, okay. And what have you got lined up next week?
Well, next week, perhaps it's time to leave folklore cures and remedies behind us and go to something completely different and go to a female poisoner.
Oh, good grief. Okay. We shall move on to the female poisoner next week. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.